Checking in the morning after IU basketball is our good friend Joe Smith. Smitty, good morning. How are you?
Well, how are we doing?
Good. That coffee pot's got to be hot this morning, baby.
It's been hot for at about 6.
There you go. Six-pack to get you going.
No, I mean, at 6 o'clock, that's what time we turned it on. Morning, Keith.
Good morning, Joe.
And a tough one last night, Joe. Good fight. People forget basketball is a 40-minute game sometimes, and when you go on the road, and I've beaten this dead horse over the years, I always talk about the 10 points on the checklist, and if you don't check off about 9.5 of them on the road, you're not going to beat good teams. And Maryland is a good basketball team. Indiana's a pretty good basketball team. And last night, a lot of those boxes got checked off, but not all 10 of them did. The Hoosiers in a valiant fight, and they couldn't get it done to get the game, win it, or into overtime in the last possession.
Well, even in a tough defeat Wednesday night at a nearly packed Xfinity Center in College Park, Maryland, Coach Tom told his postgame that he enjoyed coaching in it and the players playing in it. However, the Hoosiers fell short 68-66, missing a Yogi Ferrell three to win it. His offensive rebound fell out as well. But Coach Tom Crean enjoyed how his club, from the start, was engaged and immersed to this ball game last night, doing what they needed to do, labeling the tough defeat a big maturity step and one they have to continue to build on. Yogi, coming off a 38-minute, 18-point effort against Michigan last out, did not practice Monday except for conditioning, but he led his team with his film room preparation and game plan preparation and nearly pulled off the Terrapin sweep, adding 37 minutes to the ledger last night with 23 points, a giant three that brought IU to within one with 14 seconds left, only to miss those last couple of shots in the final 7 seconds. 5 rebounds, 6 assists, no turnovers last night for Yogi. As a matter of fact, the Hoosiers on a night when the shooting didn't travel, only 37% on the night, had only 1 turnover in the second half. 17 second-chance points on 14 offensive rebounds and 28 paint points, stats that would suggest that they were not going to lose that basketball game, but Maryland kept separation. They hit 5 of 6 from the free throw line the final 29 seconds, and really you look at things this morning, that 8-2 edge there in the second half from the line proved the difference. Back and forth we went Wednesday night, 18 lead changes, 6 in the second half, 7 ties, 6 of those came in the second half. Maryland never had a lead more than 6. Indiana's biggest lead and its last lead was 2 all night long. That was 61-59 with a minute 47 left on a Troy Williams putback, but Maryland closed it with those 5 points and those 5 free throws the final 29 seconds. Troy, by the way, had his fourth double of the year, 17 points and 10 rebounds. No W to transfer to the Big Ten standings out of play last night, but Coach was proud with the effort and resolve and the toughness that the Hoosiers took into the game, took out of the game, and hopefully now could take with them as we move forward down the stretch in the Big Ten. 68-66, Maryland wins it on its home court. Well, the IU women 85-58 Assembly Hall blowout on the McCracken court last night. 13 threes rifled in on the night. 4 players in double figures, 55% on the nine. They hit all 5 of their free throws. They outboarded the Lady Illini. Amanda Cahill, a 14-10 double. Aaron Brooks added 14. Kelsey McBride had 13 and Tyra Buss 11. You know, you heard Coach Terry talk on the air Wednesday about when shots are going in, they become a different team on the defensive end. And boy, did they follow that blueprint to a T. The Hoosiers now will look for a little upset of their own, playing a tough road game at second place Iowa on Sunday. Well, we have high school hoops tonight, 7 o'clock Chalk Talk with Dave Mehurin, looking for better play, obviously, out of his Mustangs. Edgewood is in a little funk here. They've dropped 4 of 6, and that included that forfeit loss to South Vermilion. Eastern comes in 8-10, but we have a little inter-county border battle, if you will, coming up at 7:30 tonight in the Mustang Corral. John Callahan will join me for the tip there. Elsewhere, South is up a spot to 7th this week in the state polls in 4A, and they'll be looking for their 14th in a row, should get it at Patriot Hall over in Spencer, taking on Owen Valley. The Panthers are 15-2. Tip-off will be at 7:30.
Indiana last night, Joe, had some chances. I'm not going to pick on Troy Williams missing dunks. I'm not going to pick on Colin Hartman missing a layup. Yogi Ferrell had Troy Williams wide open underneath the basket on his last shot. Again, those plays didn't happen. And what happens when you don't win is not all those plays happen. That's what it takes to beat good teams on the road. The most exciting part, encouraging part, was the Hoosiers didn't find themselves down double figures. The biggest lead for Maryland was 51-57. 6 points there in the second half. That was it.
Yeah.
We'll get inside the numbers in part number two of our discussion.
Thanks, my friend.
All right, time for Joe Smith live on the telephone the morning after Indiana basketball games. Smitty, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Glass.
Thank you for
making...
A little
bit more caffeine in me.
Well, we
getting lighter out. Little snow on the ground. It's February. It's Thursday, by the way, guys.
We sent the nurse over there to mainline Joe's coffee in tank this morning. Joe got in late last night with the Hoosiers. The plane ride back, Joe, wasn't somber because the effort was good. The result wasn't. That's the only problem. But Indiana, when they go on the road, the Hoosiers need to check some boxes. A lot of teams do. Usually it's balanced scoring. Usually it's high percentage shooting, getting through the paint, getting to the foul line. Some of those things didn't click in the way Indiana would like to last night. And the Hoosiers had trouble down the stretch getting some stops too, Joe. They were playing catch up in the last couple of minutes because everything Maryland shot went in. But Indiana, a gallant effort. We will give them that. They fall short last night in College Park, 68-66. Tell us what you know.
Well, I tell you, all signs leading up to Wednesday night's game with Maryland were very, very positive. From pregame walkthroughs, player discussions on a new defensive scheme chalked up by assistant coaches Steve McLean and Chuck Martin. Coach Tom told us postgame Wednesday night he was just one proud coach, glad to have coached in such a game, and proud of the total engagement that his club used Wednesday night in its upset bid of 19th-ranked Maryland, a bid that fell a basket short, 68-66 out in College Park. Big maturity step forward amongst the guys who really believed they were going to win the game. Spearheaded, of course, by the floor general himself, Yogi Ferrell. 75 minutes now in his last two games. Has scored 41 points with 11 assists and 9 rebounds. He didn't have any turnovers last night in the 37 minutes that he played, scoring 23 points with 6 more triples against the Terrapins. He nailed 13 of 17 during these two regular season meetings from behind the line. Of course, a huge three he hit with 14 seconds left that brought Indiana to within one. And then those two opportunities, the final 7 seconds that fell short, denying Indiana a win or overtime. The Hoosiers got neither. But out of it, as Coach Tom was telling us, we can control effort and resolve, attitude and toughness. Proud the way we did that. And with two upcoming games, hopefully we'll see those intangibles blend itself into this season-long maturation process with a lot of basketball left in the regular season. We look at some of the positives Indiana did in its scheme. Indiana had one turnover in the second half. Maryland scored no points there. Indiana held Maryland to 22 paint points. That was 10 less than they had back in January when they scored 32 in a big-time loss. But Indiana shot 72% in the opening half and 60% for the ball game, if you'll recall. In this one, Indiana had a 17-4 advantage in second chance points. Maryland didn't have a second chance points in the first half, and the Hoosiers a plus 10 in that department from the first meeting. Indiana was a plus 7 in offensive rebounds, all key elements as they worked their tails off on a night when they shot only 37% and could have won it on that three-pointer. But engaged big time they are, and big time they were. And they just came up short through this big time basketball environment Wednesday night that they played in at the Xfinity Center in College Park. They didn't get the win, but we got a lot. Maryland did outscore Indiana 8-2 at the free throw line in the second half. And if you look at a stat that was a telling tale, stat-wise, closing out things, going 5-for-6 from the line the final 29 seconds, Maryland wins at 68-66. Have an unusual 7:30 game Sunday night against Minnesota. Purdue comes in a week from tonight. Those are the next two games for the fellas. Well, the IU women taking a note from Terry Morin, who joined us Wednesday morning on the air, talking about getting off to a good start and shooting the basketball better. Boy, did they ever. They put 85 on the McCracken court last night against the Lady Illini, and were they dialed in from the get-go. They shot 55% on the night, hit all of their free throws, out-rebounded Illinois, shot in 13 threes, had four in double figures, including Amanda Cahill, who recorded another double in her freshman year, 14 points and 10 rebounds. Laren Brooks had 14, Carly McBride 13, and Tyra Buss had 11. But Coach was talking about how when the ball is going in and you're playing with a certain amount of fluidity, if you will, they become a different team, and especially on the defensive end. And boy, did they shut the water off with the Illini defensively last night. So the Hoosiers with a big win. The women, 85 points on the board, their fourth Big Ten win. And now they'll play for an upset on the road at second place Iowa on Sunday. Well, we have high school hoops. Yes, it is Thursday, but we'll be out at the Mustang Corral 7 o'clock tonight talking with Dave Mahurin earlier this morning. He's back healthy. He had a bout with the flu early in the week, missed school, and that says a lot when you take Dave Mahurin out of the school lineup. He'll be coaching tonight, looking for better play from his Mustangs. They're in a little bit of a funk here as we draw the season to an end. They've dropped 4 of 6, but that includes that forfeit loss to South Vermillion, unfortunately. Eastern comes in. John Neal's T-Birds from Salisbury are 8-10, so we have a little inter-county border battle brewing here at 7:30. John Callahan joins me for the broadcast from the Mustang Corral as the Mustangs shoot for win number 11 on the year. Well, the Panthers of J.R. Holmes, they've been winning and have since the early part of December. They'll be shooting for 14 straight tonight at Patriot Hall over in Spencer. They're taking on the Owen Valley Patriots, the Panthers 15-2. Tip-off will be at 7:30, and due to the girls playing their sectional tournament this week, Bloomington North will play a 1:30 matinee game. Their next game, Mooresville, will be the tough opponent.